الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم تسليمًا كثيرًا كثيرًا أما بعد فقد قال تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد ووصينا الإنسان بوالديه إحسانًا صدق الله صدق الله العظيم Hazrat Nabi Musa alayhi salam is a very, very high ranking Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He was that Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who was known as Kalimullah, to converse directly with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is reported that on one occasion, Hazrat Nabi Musa alayhi salam made dua to Allah ta'ala and requested, O Allah, show me who will be my companion in Jannat. Allah Ta'ala tells Nabi Musa alayhi salam, O Musa, go to such a, and it is there that you will find the person who is going to be your companion in Jannat. And Allah Ta'ala shows Nabi Musa alayhi salam the appearance of this person. Nabi Musa alayhi salam accordingly travels. And when he arrives at that place, he finds and he sees that this person is a youngster and he's a butcher by trade. Nabi Musa alayhi salam comes to him. This person does not know that this is Nabi Musa alayhi salam, the Nabi of Allah. And Nabi Musa alayhi salam tells him that I'm a traveler and I'm hoping that you will put me up at your place for the night and you will feed me. This person happily agrees. He tells Nabi Musa alayhi salam, no problem, you can be my guest tonight. But I have to just run my business for the rest of the day, you can wait. And at the end of the day, I will take you home. Nabi Musa alayhi salam waits. And Nabi Musa alayhi salam's entire purpose of doing this was to observe the life of this person to see what is the special quality in the life of this person. What are the special traits of piety found in him, on account of which Allah Ta'ala has elevated this person to such a position where he is going to be the companion of Nabi Musa alayhi salam in Jannat. Nabi Musa alayhi salam observes that this person is doing business, he's a butcher, and he's just doing his trade like a normal person. But as he's cutting his meat, whenever he comes, that's it aside. At the end of the day, when his business is concluded, he takes all that soft meat and he tells Nabi Musa alayhi salam, come, I'm going home now. And he takes Nabi Musa alayhi salam to his house. When he comes home, then Nabi Musa alayhi salam observes that he takes that soft meat and he cooks it and he prepares a meal. And then he goes to one side of his house where there's something like a hammock suspended from the roof. And Nabi Musa alayhi salam observes that this young man, his two parents, his mother and his father, are lying in those hammocks, and they are very, very old, very advanced in age. So with a lot of love and a lot of care, he takes his father out, he baths his father with his own hands, he changes his father's clothes, and then he takes that food which he has prepared and he feeds his father. And then he does the very same with his mother. He takes his mother out. His parents are obviously bedridden because they are so old. He takes them out. He takes his mother out. He baths her. He cleans her. He changes her clothing. He feeds her as well with a lot of love and a lot of care. And Nabi Musa alayhi salam observes and he overhears that while this young boy or this young lad is looking after his parents in this manner, the father and the mother are both making dua for him. And they say to him, may Allah Ta'ala reward you for how you are looking after us. May Allah Ta'ala not allow this effort of yours to go in vain, unrewarded. And may Allah Ta'ala make you the companion of Nabi Musa alayhi salam in Jannat. And Hazrat Nabi Musa alayhi salam overhears this. And he sees the spectacle of love and obedience and kindness. He turns and he walks out of that house with tears coming out of his eyes. The young boy still does not know that this is Nabi Musa alayhi salam. He comes out of the house. As far as he's concerned, this is his guest. He comes and he says that the food is ready. I was about to serve you. And Nabi Musa alayhi salam tells him that, oh youngster, I do not need to be your guest and I do not need to eat your food. The only reason why I came to you is that I'd asked Allah Ta'ala, oh Allah, show me who is my companion in Jannat. And Allah Ta'ala showed me that you will be my companion in Jannat. I am the Nabi of Allah Ta'ala. I am Nabi Musa alayhi salam. This youngster is overjoyed. He's overcome with happiness. And he can't believe it. He asks, are you really Nabi Musa alayhi salam? When Nabi Musa alayhi salam confirms it, this youngster is so overjoyed, he runs home. And he comes to his two aged parents and he tells them the good news. That, oh my parents, this man who was in the home with us right now, he is none other than the Nabi of Allah, Nabi Musa alayhi salam. And he has come to give me glad tidings that the dua which you make for me all the time has been accepted by Allah. And Allah Ta'ala has accepted me to be the companion of Nabi Musa alayhi salam in Jannat. We can imagine those old parents, how many years they must have made that dua from the heart for that obedient, loving, kind son of theirs. When they hear this news, they are so overjoyed that they pass away from happiness. But how blessed indeed that Nabi Musa alayhi salam then performs their janazas. Butcher, he has no need to work and look after his parents. He gives up his business. He attaches himself to Nabi Musa alayhi salam, remains in his company until the end of his life, benefiting directly from the Nabi of Allah Ta'ala. But we find in this incident, the special quality which was beloved to Allah was the kindness and obedience and service for the parents. The ulama explained that the kindness to parents and obedience to parents is so emphasized in deen, that not once but multiple times in the Quran Majeed, Allah Ta'ala commands us to worship Him, and together with that command, side by side, Allah Ta'ala joins the command to be obedient to parents. We find in the very first para of the Quran Majeed, وَإِذْ أَخَذْنَا مِثَاقَ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ, we took a pledge from the Bani Israel. لَا تَعْبُدُونَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ, do not worship anyone besides Allah. Immediately after that, وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا, show kindness to your parents. We come to the fifth para of the Quran Majeed, وَعْبُدُ اللَّهِ وَلَا تُشْرِكُوا بِهِ شَيْئًا, worship Allah, do not ascribe any partner to Allah. Immediately after that, وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا, kindness to parents. Come to the 15th para of the Quran Majeed, وَقَضَى رَبُّكَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُوا إِلَّا إِيَّاهُ, and then وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. And then three separate exhortations of the Quran Majeed to be kind to parents. وَوَصَّيْنَا الْإِنسَانَ بِوَالِدَيْهِ, we exhorted and commanded this insan to show kindness to his parents. وَوَصَّيْنَا الْإِنسَانَ بِوَالِدَيْهِ حُسْنًا, and then again a third time, وَوَصَّيْنَا الْإِنسَانَ بِوَالِدَيْهِ إِحْسَانًا. We can see the Quran Majeed is replete with commands for a person to show extreme kindness and obedience to his parents. It is reported that on one occasion, a Sahabi came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and asked him, O Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tell me, what are the rights of my parents? One response could have been for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to give him a list of all the do's and the don'ts, of all the rights and the wrongs, to tell him, you know, the rights of your parents are, you must, if when they get old, you must look after them, you must financially support them, you must see to their comfort, and you must feed them, and you must pay their rent and their medical needs. That was one approach. But that is not what our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that's not the answer he gave. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave an answer which showed us the very spirit of deen. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told that sahabi, huma jannatuk wa naruk, your parents are either your jannat or your jahannam. In other words, how much happiness you bring to their hearts, that is how much closer you will be to Allah, and that is the type of jannat you will get. But conversely as well,
If you bring heartache to your parents and you are disobedient to them and you disappoint them and you hurt them, then that is the type of Jahannam you will get as well. In other words, instead of worrying about this is the do's and the don'ts, look at how much happiness you can bring to it. I will reward you and bless you with Jannat. It is reported that Hazrat Usama bin Zayd radiallahu anhu, the Sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was extremely obedient to his mother. In fact, there was nothing he would not do for his mother. Date palm trees. And at that time, one date palm tree was worth nothing less than 1,000 dirhams. 1,000, so understand that a date palm is not just a tree, it was an investment. Every year that tree will bear fruit. A person not only eats from that fruit, the dates are not only dried, going to last you for a long time. A person sells it, it's a source of income. But he goes to the tree, he cuts it, and he takes out the inner portion of the palm tree, which is something which was eaten and relished by the Arabs of the time. The bud which grows inside the palm was eaten. But to harvest that bud, the whole tree had to be cut and destroyed. So he goes and he cuts down the tree like this. So a person asks him, why did you cut down your tree? And you basically eat this. And if my mother wants anything, I'll never tell her no. I'm prepared to cut down this tree and lose and spend this amount of money. But if this is what my mother wants, it is an amount that I'm willing and happy to spend for my mother. The ulama explain that just how a person shows kindness to his parents and his obedience to his parents, then Allah Ta'ala blesses him very quickly in this world and the next. Unfortunately, if a person has to cause heartache to his parents, then when a person hurts the heart of his parents, then that azab is an azab that doesn't only start in the akhirat, it starts while a person is in this dunya. In other words, this action is so displeasing to Allah and so detested by Allah that there's no delay. From this dunya already the azab starts, apart from the azab waiting for a person in the akhirat. Shaykh al-Hadith, Mulana Muhammad Zakariya rahmatullahi alayh, he's mentioned that once a person came to him, an old man came to him and complained that, you know, my son is such a disobedient son and he's so such a bad person. He kicked me out of the house. He not only kicked me out of the house, when he evicted me from the house, he physically dragged me down the road and he kicked me out of the house. In other words, he subjected me to this type of humiliation. This is the heartless treatment. He disgraced me in front of the whole town like this. So the Shaykh rahmatullah alayhi sympathized with the person and he spoke some kind words to him. But after this person departed, the Shaykh asked the person who was sitting there in the gathering, and he mentioned to him that, I'm quite certain that if you go and you find out, you will see that once upon a time, in all probability, he had done the very same to his father. So what goes around comes around. So this person goes and he finds out, and then he comes back and he tells Hazrat Shaykh rahmatullahi alayhi that definitely what you said was true. There was a time when he had done the very same thing to his father. He kicked his father out of the house. And just how today his son dragged him, he had once upon a time dragged his father. In fact, he says, the people showed me to the point where he dragged his father. And to that exact point on the road is where his son today had dragged him and left him. So as Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam exhorted us and told us, Huma jannatuk wa naruk. A person's parents can be his jannat or jahannam. It isn't a person's parents. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu is that sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam who requires no introduction. Who has not heard the name of this sahabi? He accepted Islam quite late. Around the 7th year he came to Madinah Munawwara and accepted Islam. So obviously the battle of Badr he had missed. The battle of Uhud he had missed. The battle of Khandaq he had missed. And now the call comes for jihad. He wishes to participate in jihad with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam so he can also acquire the great virtue of jihad. So he comes home and his aged mother is there. And he tells his mother, the call has come for jihad and I'm going to go for this jihad. We can imagine the fervor that was bubbling in the heart of the sahabi. His mother tells him, I don't want you to go, beta. My son, you can't go. I need you to make my khidmat. His mother was aged. She could not manage without him. But he's so overcome by his fervor to go with Rasulullah. Who doesn't want to miss out? Today a person has love for a certain alim. He hears that alim is going for umrah. He wants to go with. He has love for a certain great wali of Allah. That person's going in jamaat. He wants to go with and benefit. Who didn't want to go with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and benefit there? So he tells his mother, whatever it is, I have to go. But his mother's heart is broken. His mother comes to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and she's actually crying. That, O Nabi of Allah, I need my son at home for khidmat. But he's insisting he wants to come go with you in jihad. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells her, don't worry, go home and I will sort it out. When Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, day after, comes to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Rasulullah is so displeased with Huraira radiallahu anhu, immediately realizes that I have done something wrong. And he tells Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that, O Nabi of Allah, I realize that you're upset with me because you have heard something that I've done which is wrong. O Nabi of Allah, forgive me and explain to me, what have I done? So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explains to him that you are that person that your mother has to plead with you to stay at home and look after her. Because you want to leave your mother and go away when your mother needs your khidmat. So Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu immediately realizes his mistake and he stays at home. And it's reported that until the end of his mother's life, he never left his mother to go out in jihad. He always stayed at home to make his mother's khidmat because his mother needed him. This is what we call the priorities of Islam. In Islam, there are priorities. Every person has a right. But we need to know who comes first in our life, who is most important. Now is the holiday season. Many people be going out, going for umrah, going here, going there. But if we have aged parents who require our khidmat, and they need us to spend time with them, then we should never neglect our parents. We must make sure at all times we are getting the du'as from the hearts of our parents. It is the du'as of our parents that will take us far in life, and that will, inshallah, get us the happiness of Allah Ta'ala and secure our jannat. Allah Ta'ala grant us all tawfiq. وَأَخْرُ دَعْوَانَا لِلْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ